We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and this guest is very, very interesting because we have some great conversations weekly, and it's about the V4, and especially what's happening with Bill Bravatti and the V4 report. There's new news every week. He has more blogs than I could say anyone. He produces more content than anyone and is more knowledgeable. Bill Bravatti. Bill, thanks for calling. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, you probably produce more content weekly involving the V4 than any other independent news media, I think, for sure.
I would think in regards to the V4, we do produce a lot of daily activity. There's other websites I see out there, but you know, that may pick specific countries that may have more posts. But yeah, we do produce a lot of material as much as we can, and we try to keep it relevant.
Absolutely. So what's the new news? I want to first congratulate you getting picked up in Euro News. That's got to be awesome for you, right? To get an editorial out there. That's got to be great to see that out there so that people can know you more in Europe, even though they know you very well already.
Well, we're happy with it, that the media is starting to recognize the V4 report is a voice in Central Europe. It's a tough market to crack because most of the media is generally liberal and takes a anti-V4 stance. Many are even funded by George Soros's Open Society Foundation. EU Observer, for instance, gets a grant from that foundation, and their writings are very biased and misleading. And so we want to be a voice that presents the V4 position on these issues. We feel it's really unbalanced out there right now. So yes, we were happy that Euronews put in our editorial, and we look for more, in the future.
Absolutely. And when you talk about European media, and then we'll get to whatever you would like to talk about today, especially some of the latest things on the blogosphere at V4 Report on Facebook, and you can easily find that, and also V4Report.com. The question I wanted to ask is what did the editorial talk about? And so that people...
Well, that editorial, talks specifically about how the Visegrad Group has helped Europe, the value that they've added by securing the internal borders that closed the migrant route from Greece leading up to Germany. That has really cut down the flow to the region, specifically to Germany as well. And it's also cut the demand in Greece. People forget, they talk about this overrated EU-Turkey deal, which was signed, after the V4 and some of the Balkan nations decided to close that route. Those results were coming in well before the EU-Turkey deal. And what this did, it cut the demand. It actually helped Greece, too, because the migrants were headed to Greece. They were attracted and lured to Greece for the very specific reason of getting to Germany. That was their gathering center then to make their trip to migrate to Germany, Sweden, and other rich countries. Once that road was shut off and they were stuck in Serbia or Greece, they stopped coming. They didn't stop altogether, but the demand was greatly reduced for Greece because they didn't want to be stuck in Greece. They didn't want to be stuck in Serbia.
Right.
And they knew they weren't getting through. So to me, the key to taking the pressure off Greece, taking the pressure off Germany, was the V4 and some of their allies, Austria, Croatia, Slovenia, closing, and Macedonia, closing the Balkan route. So that was action where the nation states came together and, helped solve a problem for Europe. That's how it should be done. That's one point of how they've helped. The other, what they're doing now with Libya, of course, is they're just presenting, they gave 35, and this is the current topic, they gave $35 million to the They want to give €35 million. I have to remember euros, dollars. They want to give €35 million to Italy to help secure the border in Libya, to not only prevent the illegal migration that's coming to Europe, but also to cut the migrant demand for Libya. Mm. They want to do the same thing they did in the Balkans with the Mediterranean route, because the migrants are they're getting abused in Libya.
Yeah,
there's slave trade. There's beatings.
Yeah,
but why are they lured? Why are they going to Libya? Why would anybody want to lure migrants to Libya?
That's crazy. Well,
they're going to Libya because the open entry in Italy and these NGOs almost go to the coast of Libya and transport them right to Europe. So that's why they're going to Libya, and it's turned into a nightmare. So, you know, the current news is yesterday, and we have more on that, is Visegrad wants to help secure the Libya border, just as they did in the Balkans.
Oh, wow. So that's great.
I mean, that's the way you take pressure off Greece and Italy.
Do you think they'll go ahead and allow that? Well,
the leader of Italy is a socialist. He's a member of the Party of European Socialists. He's all for the open border. So he's offended, of course, and he says that he is appreciative of the money. Of course, he says that the V4 nations still have to accept migrant quotas, which they will not. The good news for the V4 is the Italian premier will likely be gone from office within months. His party is melting down. There's new elections coming in Italy, and we fully expect him to be defeated and rejected by the Italian voters. So you can look at Gentiloni. He's tired. He's weak. He looks beaten. We think he's gone. So we look forward to, you know, hopefully working with a new coalition in Italy that will be more, more in agreement with the V4 nations in regards to securing that border.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you, Bill. It's something that is quite interesting when you talk about that. And if that can happen, is there ways that they can push Italy to want to do it? Is now the Visegrad is going to do it?
There's certainly ways. Greece didn't. The way they forced Greece to change their habits. Greece did not want to deny entry. What Greece was doing, any migrant that came over from Turkey, they would just wave through, without even checking who they were, to other countries. They didn't want to stay in Greece. They wanted to go to Germany, Sweden, Austria. And so they were just allowing these unknown migrants, to roam Europe. So what Visegrad and some in Austria and some of the countries in the Balkans did, they said, okay, we're going to seal you. So they basically sealed Greece by closing off that border. And Macedonia was the key. So now the migrants were prevented from basically getting out of Greece. And Greece is now starting to become, they are overwhelmed. And part of it's their own fault, because the agreement with Turkey, I will say, the provision I liked was Greece was expected to send back all irregular migrants to Turkey. That's why it's one of the reasons why they're paying Turkey so much money. Well, they're not doing it. And, the pressure is building up, and, they're waiting for other countries to take, migrant quotas. And that's not going to happen. They need to start sending the irregular migrants, all of them, as per the EU-Turkey deal stipulates, they need to send them back to Turkey. And that's, Greece is creating its own problems. So, yes, just as the V4 and Balkans forced the issue with Greece, they can force it with Italy, especially with the new government in Austria, because a lot of the migrants – travel from Italy, via Austria. So Austria can also secure their border with Italy. That's one of the ways they force us, and they have to keep holding out on migrant quotas. They cannot accept migrant quotas.
No, yeah.
Because that gives Italy an out. They can, they, there would be no reason for them to secure the border if they can pass on the migrants to other countries. So, you know, rejecting the quotas and also sealing that border with Italy would get the government to act. And they've already acted somewhat. I will say in August or July, they actually contracted with a group in Libya to keep the migrants there. And that worked somewhat. So, you know, the government realizes there's elections coming up, and they started to do something about it in August.
All right, so we have to put the heat on Italy right now, and it's up to the V4 and other people in Europe to connect with Bill and get this movement started. Bill, best place we can find information on you so they can connect with you and learn more about you. Where can we go?
Well, you can go to the V4 report on Facebook. That's probably where our most activity occurs. The V4 report on Twitter, and also our website, v4report.com.
Excellent, Bill. Enjoyed the convo again. So our big initiative, if I would say the theme of this show, is we need to secure the borders in Libya. And the only way it can be done is by Italy allowing it to happen based on specifically the V4. So let's hope that
They need to accept the help from the V4 to offer troops and detainment specialists as well to help, because they need to deport back as well. It's just not about securing the border. There needs to be some – the illegal migrants need to be sent back.
Exactly.
They can't stay.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Bill, for calling, and take care, man.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you. Bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.